Hey, it's Luke at HIP, and if you've been listening to the Grow Ortho podcast maybe for weeks, months, or in some cases years, you know that we typically interview an industry expert, whether it be someone working in the office or a consultant, or just a strategic partner for orthodontists. Well, we're going to change things up just a bit, and this year we've actually released 4 books. And so we're going to release every audiobook, basically a chapter for each episode. Listen, enjoy, and let us know what you find valuable and implement and what works well in your office. Thanks so much for supporting HIP, and we hope you enjoy all these episodes on the Practice Growth Series.
Chapter 7. Tying it all together. You don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great. Zig Ziglar. By this point in the Orthodontic Practice Growth Series, you've learned what your front desk and scheduling coordinators should do to efficiently get leads booked for their new patient consultation. You've also learned what your TC should do to eliminate your patient's fears and objections to get more same-day starts. I know, there are a lot of strategies and concepts to remember, and you and your team are very busy. For the sake of time, I thought it would be best to pull all the strategies together from books 1 and 2 so you have a place to reference the whole process, start to finish, of taking a lead from first contact to starting treatment. Let's introduce the fictional main characters from Smith Orthodontics who will be taking us on this journey. Andrea, online lead. Mona, front desk coordinator. Jan, scheduling coordinator. Sally, treatment coordinator. Carmen, records technician. Dr. Smith, orthodontist. Andrea wants a new smile. Andrea wants nothing more than to fix her crooked teeth so she can express herself fully with a big smile displaying all her pearly whites. After years of feeling self-conscious about her teeth and avoiding photographs, Andrea is ready to make a change and feel confident with her smile. She begins her Google search looking for orthodontic practices in her area. So many options, she thinks to herself. So, she looks for the one whose website looks the most professional and has the best customer reviews. Andrea stumbles upon Smith Orthodontics in her search and comes across dozens of positive Google reviews. I have had the best experience at Smith Orthodontics over these last 2 years. The team really made me feel comfortable and confident in my decision to get treatment. I'm so happy with my results, and I couldn't thank Dr. Smith and his wonderful team enough. I couldn't recommend their practice more. Thank you, Jan, Sally, Dr. Smith, and everyone else who helped me along the way during my treatment. You guys are rock stars. I'm recommending everyone I know. If you need braces or Invisalign, go see Dr. Smith and his team. They changed my life. Okay, looks promising. Andrea clicks their website link, and the first thing she notices is that treatment starts as low as $300 down payment and $149 a month. This stood out to her, as she's been curious about the cost of treatment, but the other websites didn't provide any indication as to how much it would be. That's not bad. I think I can make that work. She browses through the site some more and comes across the Request a Free Consultation tab. She enters in her information and receives the message, "Our scheduling coordinator will be in touch with you shortly." 2 minutes later, her phone rings. Andrea. Hello? Jan. Hi, is this Andrea? Andrea. Yes, speaking. Jan. Hi, this is Jan from Smith Orthodontics. Andrea. Oh, hi, that was so fast. Jan. We're quick here. How are you today? Andrea. I'm good, thanks. How are you? Jan. I'm doing well, thanks for asking. I see you requested a free consultation at our office, is that right? Andrea. Yes, I've been thinking about fixing my teeth for a while, so I thought I would start looking into it. Jan. Great to hear. I can help you start that process. Is this a good time to talk? Andrea. Yes, for sure. Jan briefly fills Andrea in about Dr. Smith and their philosophy towards optimal patient care and treatment. She asks her some rapport-building questions to determine how she found their practice and gathers all of the required new patient information to put in the system. After a few minutes of discussion, Andrea is curious to know more about the pricing structure that she saw on their website. Andrea, I noticed on your website that you offer payment plans for treatment. I can't remember what it said exactly, but is that right? And is that just for braces or Invisalign as well? Jan, yes, we offer payment plans for all of our treatments. We have to see you to provide a treatment plan with accurate fees, but treatment typically starts at $300 down and $149 a month. Would something like that work for you? Andrea, oh, great to hear. Yes, it would. Jan, great. So now that I have all your info, let's talk a bit about the free consultation. Jan proceeds to tell Andrea everything she should expect from the consultation. Jan, when you come in, you will meet with our awesome treatment coordinator, Sally. He'll take some photos and x-rays, and the doctor will review the findings and make some treatment recommendations. The consultation is free of charge to you. Please allow an hour for your appointment. If Dr. Smith does think that you're ready for treatment, we can actually go ahead and get your treatment started that same day so that you do not have to come back for another appointment, if that is convenient for you. Andrea, great. That sounds awesome. It really is convenient because it's hard to get time off work during the day. Jan, yes, that is the feedback I'm getting from most patients. We're happy to provide the same-day start option. We can see you for your consultation as early as tomorrow. Does the morning or afternoon work for you? Andrea, the morning is better, but tomorrow won't work. Do you have anything available the following day? Jan, yes, of course. How about 9 a.m.? Andrea, that works for me. Jan, great. I'm going to email you the documents and forms you'll need to fill out and send back to us. It should only take around 10 minutes to complete. If you can do that prior to your appointment, that would be perfect. Andrea, sure, not a problem. Jan, perfect. We will see you this Friday at 9 a.m. for your free consultation. I'll send you a reminder an hour before your appointment. Andrea, thank you, Jan. It was nice speaking with you. Jan, you as well. Have a great day. Andrea wakes up the morning of her consultation to a text message from Smith Orthodontics. Hey, Andrea. We are looking forward to seeing you at 9 a.m. today. If you need directions, here is a link to our listing. This should open on maps and bring you straight to us. Let me know if you have any questions. P.S. Ask for Jan when you get here. These people are on the ball, she thinks to herself. Andrea gets ready for her consultation and makes her way to Smith Orthodontics. Jan, the rockstar scheduling coordinator. You may have noticed a few strategies Jan implements in her conversation with Andrea. She chunked information down to make things more digestible for her. She only asked the questions she needed for the initial phone call and directly answered Andrea's questions without diluting them with unnecessary information. She carried the conversation with a friendly and upbeat tone while maintaining a bit of skeptical optimism. Example, I see you requested a free consultation, is that right? She sent her the forms prior to the appointment to save time during the consultation. You may have also noticed Jan following the speed-to-lead strategy. She contacted her 2 minutes after she made her consultation request on the website. The benchmark is 5 minutes. She got her scheduled for her new patient consultation within 48 hours. The benchmark is 72 hours. Since Andrea answered right away, Jan didn't have to call frequently or leave multiple voicemails. If she didn't answer, the best practice for Jan would have been to touch base with Andrea at least 6 times until she heard a response. Also, Andrea was able to come in for the consultation within the desired time frame, but if she wasn't able to, Jan could have offered a virtual consultation to make the process more convenient for her. In this case, Jan was quite thorough and easily accommodated Andrea, so the process was quite simple. Go Jan! Andrea arrives for her free consultation. Bright and early for the first appointment of the day, Andrea arrives at Smith Orthodontics for her free consultation. When she walks through the doors, she is warmly greeted by Mona at the front desk, who helps Andrea with the check-in process. Just as she's about to ask for Jan, 2 women appear walking down the hallway towards Andrea. One of them calls out, Andrea, hi, I'm Jan. We spoke on the phone. It's nice to meet you. How are you doing this morning? I'm great, thanks. How are you? Andrea responds, I'm doing great. This is Sally, she says, gesturing to the woman beside her. Our amazing treatment coordinator. She's going to be running the consultation today. You'll be in good hands. As Andrea and Sally greet each other, another woman approaches. Sally steps in. And this is the lovely Carmen. She's going to be taking your records today. You'll actually start with her, okay? And when you're done, I'll meet you in the consultation room and we'll go through the process. Okay, great, thank you. Carmen guides Andrea to the consultation room. Just come in here and we'll get started. Since Jan is the amazing scheduling coordinator that she is, she made sure to ask Andrea for her dentist's office number in the documents she had to fill out prior to the appointment. Yesterday, Jan got in touch with her dentist's receptionist and got her to send Andrea's most recent x-rays, which were only taken a few months ago. Jan quickly forwarded the x-ray images to Carmen, and the doctor already had a good look at them. So, lucky for Carmen, she only has to take photos of Andrea's teeth today, cutting the time in half. The records portion of the exam only ended up taking 4 minutes instead of the targeted 8 minutes. Great teamwork, right? Carmen sends the photos to the doctor for review and invites Sally back to the room. Sit tight. Sally will be back shortly with the doctor. What if the patient doesn't have up-to-date x-rays? If Jan wasn't able to retrieve the x-ray results or they didn't exist, the next part of the process would be to take x-rays of Andrea's teeth. However, this shouldn't take more than 3 to 4 minutes if done properly. So make sure your record technicians are only taking the necessary x-rays required and practice setting up the machines quickly so it's not taking up too much of the exam time. You can have them practice this with other people on your team, time them, and even reward them when they reach the goal time. Andrea meets Dr. Smith. Sally walks into the room with Dr. Smith. He has viewed the x-rays provided by her dentist and observed the photos sent by Carmen a few minutes prior. Sally. Hey, Andrea. This is Dr. Smith. He's going to go over the results and recommend your treatment options. Dr. Smith. Hi, Andrea. It's nice to meet you. How are you doing today? Andrea. So far, so good. Thank you. Dr. Smith. Great. I've reviewed your records, and there are two options we can offer you. If you were interested in braces, you would be in treatment for 24 months, and you would have to come in every 6 weeks to get your wires adjusted until the end of treatment. If you were interested in Invisalign, it would be the same length of time, but your treatment would look a bit different. It would require you to wear aligners 24 hours a day, but you can take them out when you eat or brush. You'll be provided with a set of aligners. All are different and are meant to be worn in specific order. We will let you know when to change aligners. If, by the end of treatment, a couple of teeth still need adjustments, we will provide you with a few more refinement trays. Andrea. Okay, I'm more interested in Invisalign. I'm a little worried about wearing metal braces at 33 years old. Laughing. Dr. Smith. Chuckling. Well, we do have many adults wearing metal braces, so you wouldn't be alone. But we have both options available to you, so it's whatever you prefer. I'll let Sally take it from here to discuss the details and fees. It was nice to meet you, and I hope to work with you soon. Andrea. Thanks, Dr. Smith. Take care. Dr. Smith leaves the room. Doctors, get in and get out, or don't come at all. As you can see above, Dr. Smith didn't stay very long. He introduced himself and went directly into treatment options. He didn't give a long description of what was wrong with Andrea's smile. She knows she wants to improve her smile, and he's showing her what he can do to fix it. That's it. He politely exits, transitioning the conversation back to Sally. Or, if you recall from earlier, there's the option of going completely doctorless by doing a TC empowerment consultation. It seems like Dr. Smith is pretty good at keeping things short and sweet, or maybe he didn't know this was even an option. But several offices I know are already doing this, like Fishbein Orthodontics. Here's what Madison from Fishbein had to say about it. Because I started off at Fishbein as a clinical assistant and eventually became a treatment coordinator, I had a lot of clinical knowledge. When we decided to implement the TC empowerment consultation, where all the TCs now provide the treatment plan to the patient without the doctor being there, I thought I had a huge advantage since I'm already pretty good at explaining the different types of treatments. Our TCs are all learning more of that now so they can feel confident sharing it with the patient. The doctor will tell us the treatment plan, and then we have to go back and explain it to the patient. It saves the doctor a lot of time because they can just continue to provide treatment to the patients in the chair without getting interrupted by consultations that we are totally capable of handling ourselves. It comes down to confidence and feeling equipped enough to do it, which we all are over here. Additionally, Madison also told us how going doctorless has actually helped their conversion rates. The conversion rate actually has gone up since we've gone doctorless. Doctors are just very technical. So whenever our doctors would come in, we would have to constantly remind them that they only have 2 minutes with the patient. But sometimes they just start getting too technical, saying things like, "We're going to rotate this tooth this many degrees," or "We're going to do this many millimeters of expansion." The more information the doctor was giving to the patient, or the parent of the patient, the more overwhelming it became for them. So I think it was a little bit intimidating for the patients to have the doctor in there. So conversion rates have gone up and consultation times have gone down. And the best part is that our patients have not been pushing back on this. We've maybe had like 2 or 3 patients who have asked for the doctor, which is no big deal. We'll just go grab the doctor. So it's been pretty seamless and quite the benefit, for sure. Okay, let's get back to our scenario. It's Sally's time to shine. Sally outlines the 4 commitments to Andrea. In order for a person to commit to a lengthy process involving a large sum of money, the following 4 factors must be part of their decision-making process. Let's recall what these are. 1. Do they have the time to follow through with the process and get results? 2. Do they have an understanding of how the process works? 3. Do they have the authority to make the decision? 4. Do they have the money to pay for it? Now, let's see how Sally does it. Sally. Okay, Andrea. So you're interested in the Invisalign treatment, right? Andrea. Yeah, I think that would be the best option for me at this time. Sally. Great. Before we get into the pricing, I just want to make sure you're clear on a few things so you understand the commitments you need to make prior to starting Invisalign. Okay? Andrea. Sure. Sally. Once we begin treatment, you will have to come for checkups every 8 to 10 weeks during the 24 months of your treatment for us to analyze your progress. You will also have to come for checkups for retainer fittings after treatment is over for at least 6 months to a year. Do you think this is something you can commit to? Time. Andrea. Yes, that shouldn't be a problem. Sally. As the doctor mentioned, you would have to wear the aligners every day for the entire treatment duration except when eating, drinking anything but water, and brushing. And you would have to change the aligner when directed. It is imperative, or else you will not see the results, or you might see them slower than usual. Is this something you think you can follow? Understanding. Andrea. Absolutely. Sally. Great. Jan said that you would be taking care of the treatment cost. Is that still the case? Or is there anybody else that might be involved in the financial decision? Authority. Andrea. Nope, just me. I will be covering it, but I also have insurance. Sally. Perfect. And yes, we've already taken into account your insurance information. All right. If that all sounds good, this is where we would go over the financial agreement, if that feels appropriate to you. Money. Andrea. Sounds good. Sally presents the fee presentation. Now that Andrea has fully understood and committed to the treatment above, Sally can now present the fee presentation. Here's what it looks like. A simple piece of paper with the necessary blanks to fill in Andrea's pertinent information and the treatment fees. Here is shown a form entitled Smith Orthodontics Financial Agreement. The section at the top includes blanks for date, filled in with June 17, 2022. Start date, filled in with June 17, 2022. Responsible party, filled in with Andrea Doe. Phone number, filled in with 321-123-2134. Patient filled in with Andrea Doe and email filled in with adoe@gmail.com. Below that are a series of treatment choices with blanks to the left to allow for selection. The choices are full treatment, phase 1, phase 2, ETT, limited treatment, Invisalign, and incognito. There is an X mark next to Invisalign. The next section is a numbered list of items used to calculate fees, with dollar signs and blanks to the right of each. The items are 1. Professional fee, filled in with $7,000. 2, less applicable courtesy, filled in with 5%, $350. 3, less estimated insurance, filled in with $2,500. 4, estimated responsible party portion, filled in with $4,150. 5, less initial payment, filled in with due date June 17, 2022, $300. And 6, unpaid balance, filled in with $3,850. Then there are blanks for signature, filled in with Sally Johns, witness, left blank, and date, filled in with June 17, 2022. Sally. Okay, Andrea, here is your orthodontic financial agreement. Presents this sheet of paper filled out with information. This is your total treatment fee. Points to $7,000, but doesn't say the number out loud. Here's some really good news. We have a promotion going on for the month of June. All new patients get a discount of 5% off their total treatment fee, which is $350. You've got awesome insurance that will cover $2,500. That leaves you with $4,150. You can take care of that however you want, but just as a starting place to make it easy and convenient for you, if you put down $300 today, your monthly payments will be $160.42 a month over the next 24 months. Is that something that might possibly work for you? Andrea, all of that sounds fine. I'm just a little concerned about paying the $300 today. I don't know if I'll be able to dish out that much right now. Sally, that's okay. Would you be able to put down $150 today and $150 in 2 weeks' time? Andrea, yeah, if that's possible. At least it'll be after another paycheck. Sally, totally understand. We can easily do that for you. Sally changes number 5 on the financial agreement to say $150 due June 17, 2022, and $150 due on July 1, 2022. Sally, okay, great. And I put the start date on the financial agreement as today's date. Jan mentioned that she told you about our same-day start option and that you were happy to do that. Is that still the case? Andrea, yes, she mentioned it a couple of times. I'm so excited to start treatment today. I'm ready to get the process started. Sally, perfect. Glad to hear. And for getting started today, we're actually going to throw in a Gobi toothbrush as a thank you. Andrea, oh, that's awesome. Thank you. Sally, my pleasure. We will call you in 2 weeks' time to get the payment information for the remaining $150 over the phone. How do you want to take care of the $150 down payment today? Amex or Visa? Andrea, sounds good. Visa is fine. Sally, all that's left to do is sign the financial agreement and we'll get started. Andrea, great. I'm excited to get started. Andrea signs the agreement. And that's it, folks. Sally did a fine job presenting all the pricing information in an easy, digestible manner. She gave Andrea the option to split her down payment in half to better accommodate her current financial situation, and she threw in a free gift for starting treatment that same day. It's a pretty straightforward process when you put it all together, right? The Treatment Coordinator Checklist. With a bit of guidance and practice, your TC can work just as smoothly and efficiently as Sally in no time. However, we know it's a lot of information to understand and process. It's sometimes difficult to remember the critical steps in the process, so providing your TC with the proper checklist will help them ensure they're doing their role at 100% every time. We want them to be a master of their trade, so we've created a checklist for you. Your TC should be using this daily to ensure that they follow the same process for each potential patient. If they execute this checklist for all new patient requests, you will see an increase in your new patient starts, guaranteed. The checklist looks like this. 1. Before patients get to the office, your scheduling coordinator should respond to incoming consultation requests in less than 5 minutes. Schedule their in-office consultation within the next 72 hours. Offer a virtual exam option to all online consultation requests if they can't be scheduled within 72 hours. Preframe the fees and same-day start option. 2. At the in-office consult, be sure your TC limits the doctor's portion of the consult to 5 minutes or less. completes the entire consultation in 30 to 45 minutes. Offers same-day starts to boost conversions. Is incentivized with a commission for starts and same-day starts. 3. To overcome price objections, your TC needs to offer a single, easy-to-understand payment plan. Limit your payments to $300 down and $200 monthly, max. Offer a high-value incentive for saying yes today. Be flexible. Do whatever it takes to get the yes before they leave. 4. And if your TCs don't get the yes today, don't give up. Follow up with each patient weekly for 1 month. Offer attractive incentives to come back and start treatment. If you'd like to view and print the treatment coordinator checklist PDF for your TC, visit https://hip.agency/theultimateTC. There you have it. I have shown you what the nation's top 1% orthodontic practices are doing to get all the new patients they need to hit their production goals. Now it's up to you to apply what you've learned. Once you've implemented the systems I've shared, you'll start growing faster and easier. The next step is for you to decide how big you want to grow.